Can a president be removed from office if there wasn't a crime? Beneath the heated partisan language surrounding President Donald Trump's impeachment trial lies a constitutional question. Can a president be removed from office if he hasn't committed a crime? That's the key question facing the Senate now that its formal trial began in earnest on January 21st. The fate of Trump's presidency and the carefully calibrated balance of power between the White House and Congress hang on the answer. House Democrats say Trump twisted U.S. foreign policy to try to stay in office, withholding defense and diplomatic aid to Ukraine to get the country to announce investigations into his political rival, Joe Biden. Trump's lawyers dispute that framing of what happened, but regardless of the president's motivations, they say there is no law saying anything he did was illegal. House Democrats' newly invented abuse of power theory collapses at the threshold because it fails to allege any violation of law whatsoever, Trump's lawyers wrote in a brief filed on January 20th, arguing that the impeachment trial must concern only the legality of the president's actions, not the appropriateness of the possible reasons he undertook them. In other words, Trump's lawyers argue his pressure on Ukraine fell within the presidency's powers to make foreign policy, whether he was doing it to root out corruption, as Trump has said, or for political advantage, as Democrats allege. The other side flatly rejects this reading of the Constitution. The assertion that impeachable offenses must involve criminal conduct is refuted by two centuries of precedent, and if accepted would have intolerable consequences, House impeachment managers wrote in response on January 21st. The debate among constitutional experts over what constitutes an impeachable offense is robust, but the idea that impeachment conduct need not be an actual crime is well established. In the Federalist Papers, Alexander Hamilton wrote that impeachment should apply to cases involving the abuse or violation of some public trust and injuries done immediately to the society itself. Congress has sometimes interpreted the Constitution in this way in the modern era, too. Even Trump's lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, sounded a different tune in 1998 during President Bill Clinton's impeachment, arguing at the time that if you have somebody who completely corrupts the office of the president and who abuses trust and who poses great danger to our liberty, you don't need a technical crime to be impeached. As Trump's trial began, Dershowitz tweeted that he wants to retract that previous statement. Fortunately for Trump, no Congress in the country's history ever explicitly outlawed using the power of the presidency to help win re-election. Now, senators will have to decide whether, in the end, that's all that matters.